Hi there. The word for you today is on critics, coaches, and cheerleaders. In Proverbs 25 verse 11 we read, like apples of gold in settings of silver, is a word spoken in the right circumstances. Now, critics point out what's wrong and generally leave you feeling bad about yourself. Coaches show you what you did wrong, teach you how to do it right, and leave you feeling better about yourself. Cheerleaders lift your spirits, offer their help, and assure you that you can succeed if you just keep trying. Critics, coaches, and cheerleaders. So, which one of the three are you? If you tend to be the type A, you know, hard-charging, goal-oriented type person, coaching somebody may be a real challenge for you. Maybe you're from the school of thought that believes a paycheck should be encouragement enough, especially if an employee is being generously compensated. If you think like that, beware. You are stuck in the Stone Age and in dire need of a mindset change. If you want people to be productive, learn how to build them up. You say, Bob, it's not my natural inclination to want to coach poor performers. I just want them out. Hold on there. You're dealing with a human being, a person loved and valued by God, and with a little communication, some hand-holding, and lots of communication, or maybe better communication, you could end up with a level of productivity and loyalty that the cocky superstar isn't capable of. Yes, if you've got a bad apple in the bunch, you need to deal with it. You need to get rid of them before they infect the whole barrel. But before you resort to firing somebody, try firing them up. Some of the people you work with just need to be presented with a clear and exciting vision, shown how they can be part of it, and enlightened about the incentives and rewards that come from being part of a team that's fulfilling a vision. Think about it.